From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. With triple-digit August temps across much of eastern Washington, it might seem a little early to be talking about fall weather, but it is coming upon us quickly. University of Washington Atmospheric Science Professor Cliff Mass says it may be warm now, but the past winter was good for agriculture.
Yeah, well, the snowpack this year was quite good, and it was actually relatively late melting. So, the meltout date at Paradise was 16 days later than average.
And that helped, Mass says, keep things from getting too dry.
So we're actually in quite good shape on the wildfires. We're great shape of the water. Agriculture, except for the coal damage, is doing relatively well. So I think you have to be pushing it to say that we're in some kind of existential threat climate thing right now.
But Mass says that doesn't mean things aren't getting warmer.
And we are a little bit warmer. I mean, just think about this, you know, it's kind of 2 degrees up from where we were 50 years ago or so. So that's how it's changed. But having warm periods and cool periods, that kind of stuff, you know, this is pretty typical.
Mass says it's all about perspective.
We are just a little bit warmer than we were. But the extreme side is not changing by that much. And so the extreme warmth is actually up much less than the low temperatures. So it's an interesting detail, but it's important.
So far, Mass says, it appears La Nina will be with us again this winter. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.